bring it. These talk about the chayv book, because if you tell me there's a chayv to bring it, taste it be Shabbos. Even on Shabbos there should be a chayv to bring it. Like if you tell me that the korban Pesach needs the korban chagiga with it, so just like Pesach is there for Shabbos, why shouldn't chagiga be there for Shabbos? For taste it be meruba, for taste it be tuma, or be muet. No matter what matzav there is, you should have a chayv to bring it. So if Gemara, so that's a raya, there's no chayv to bring it. Just if you want, you can bring it. When is that? Over muet. When you have a little bit of meat, then you bring it. Over muet meal, my time asya. Why do you bring it when you see you have 100 people on the small animal for the korban Pesach? So everybody won't get a big portion. Then there's an inyan to bring korban chagiga. Why? Kiratanya. Chagiga bo ma Pesach. Nechelas chila. In the case when you bring a korban chagiga on Erev Pesach, at night you're supposed to first satisfy yourself with the meat from the chagiga. Kidei shir Pesach nechelal seva. Today that we eat the korban Pesach when we're already satisfied. That's why we eat the afikoyim zechel korban Pesach. We eat at the end of the meal when we're already satisfied. That's when we eat the korban the afikoyim l'shem korban Pesach. Because that's the way they ate the meat of the korban Pesach. Al ha'seiva when you're already satisfied. So in such a case when you're not going to have enough meat to satisfy yourself on the korban Pesach itself, so then we say make sure you have a korban chagiga with you also. That's a shlomim. That the bialim is allowed to eat the meat and satisfy yourself with that meat, and then you go weiter. So the Gemara of Nechelas Lishna Yama, Mishnah says that this chagiga is like a shlomim. The Gemara Masnisim Loike Ben Taima. Our Mishnah does not go like Ben Taima. The Tanya Ben Taima Roima Chagiga Abo Ma Pesach. He holds on every Pesach you bring a korban chagiga. This shlomim Harei Ka Pesach. It has the same halach as like a korban Pesach. What does that mean? V'ena Nechelas El Luyim Balayla. You could only eat it for that day, every Pesach of that night, not more. The chagiga is chamish osam, mashenka the korban chagiga that you bring on the yomtiv, on the first day Pesach, as the korban yomtiv, that's a regular shlomim. There is moida, necheles l'shna yomim v'lai lechad. You could eat it for 2 days and night in between. Mashenka the chagiga is arm osam, the chagiga you bring on every Pesach, yaitzeba mishum simcha. You could be yaitze mishum simchas yomtiv, if you eat that meat, you mekai mitzvah yomtiv, v'yen yaitzeba mishum chagiga. But you're not yaitze mishum chagiga. The korban chagiga is a chayiv to bring on Pesach, and you can't bring that on Erev Pesach. The more my time of the Ben Taima, why does Ben Taima say that this chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha like the korban Pesach? You can only eat it for 1 day and 1 night. And the Gemara kedamasni Rav Chiya lebrei, like Rav Chiya taught his son that Ben Taima holds it the hekish. The pasuk says v'lo yolin laboike zevach chag haPesach. It says zevach. What does that mean? Zevach chag. Zechagiga. And a Pesach kamashmo. The Pesach says you can't leave over to the night, the next morning, Chag HaPesach, and it says Zevach Chag HaPesach. What's the extra lotion? Zevach Chag. Chag means the Chagiga, and Pesach means the Korban Pesach. So there's a hekesh here. They both have the same halachas. Gam Rachmana, Lo Yolin. You can't leave over both of them at the same time. So just like the Korban Pesach, you only allowed to eat that night, and the next, not the next morning, who are in the Chagiga, and Arba also has a din like Korban Pesach, you can only eat it that day and that night, and not the next morning. The next morning, if you have a psul, nicer. Right, soon the Gemara has to bring riot that Ben Taim holds as Mamash Hekish. You have to eat the Chagiga, sleeve, and you can't break the bones, and you have to eat it at night. Alright, we'll see the Gemara tomorrow, Mishem. We'll stop here.
Just so we were talking about before in the last Omid, that according to Rebbe Loza, what's the difference? How come that a tomei meis on shvi shaloi is called chozi for korban Pesach. Mashenkein in oral is not cool. So Toys says the kasha I see, and Toys says an oral, since it's such a mechusa meisa, such a big thing to fix himself to make the bris milam, therefore is considered shaloi li oichlov, and therefore he can't bring a korban right now. Therefore he has a chiyuv to be mesakin himself first to make the bris milam, and if he doesn't do that, he has a chiyuv koros. Mashenkein a tomei meis, since he's not mechusa such a big maitse, he's not called shloi loichlov, therefore he could bring a korban the way he is right now. Alright, we'll stop here. Fine, we'll start again from the two dots. It says what the Mishnah says, that the korban chagiga, that is necheles l'shnei yomim v'lai lechut. The chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach, that could be eaten for 2 days and 1 night. So that's a regular din like a shlomim. So the Mishnah Gemara says, "Nafayinim, masnisim the loike ben tema." Our Mishnah goes not like ben tema. The Tanya ben tema roimer, chagigo habu ma'pesach. On erev Pesach, if you bring the korban chagigo, like we have in the Mishnah, you bring it because you don't have enough meat from the korban Pesach. So you want to have more meat to eat at night time, so you bring the korban chagigo by day.
So this korban chagigi you bring on erev Pesach, ben teima holds harehi kepesach. It has the same halacha like a korban Pesach. That means v'yena nechelas el luyoyim v'layla. You can only eat it one day and one night. And that's all. Not like our Mishnah says, it's like a shlomim, 2 days and a night in between, but rather only the day and the night. V'chagigas chamishosa, ma'ashenke, and the korban chagigi you bring on Yom Tov. The next day on Yom Tov Pesach, that's a regular shlomim. That is nechelas l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. You can eat it for 2 days and one night in between. That's the loch of a korban shlomim. The chagigas arba also. But let's say now on erev Pesach, when you bring this chagiga, is yoytze bo mishum simcha. You should know this meat, you could be yoytze mishum simchas yomtiv. Hey, so on the case Rashi says that you did not check that you didn't bring the korban on erev Pesach. On erev Pesach, you were makdish, you took an animal and said, harezu l'chagigas arba osa. But then it came out for some reason you decided not to bring the animal. And you first brought it on Yom Tov itself. So the locher is, yoytze bo mishum simcha. If you eat the meat on Yom Tov, you could be mekayim the mitzvah, but some after b'chadechon, or shalmei simcha, you could be mekayim. The ein yoytze bo mishum chagiga. But that the person has a chiyiv, to bring a korban chagiga on the first day Yom Tov, you cannot be mekayim yochayib with this korban. Because the klal is, whenever you have a chiyiv to bring a korban, the animal has to be chulim. Has to be a plain animal. And now you makdish this animal for your korban. But here, you makdish this animal yesterday for the chagiga of Erev Pesach. And then you change the money, you don't want to use it. But it's already chal, the animal has kedusha on it. So when it comes tomorrow on Yom Tov, you cannot be yaitse yachayiv of a shalmei chagiga with that animal. Because that animal was kedush from yesterday. So you have to bring another behema, another animal, for the korban chagiga of Yom Tov. But the mitzvah, simchas Yom Tov, that's Rashi says, the Sifri, the Pesach says, the somachto, and l'rabes kol mine simcha. Any type of meat of an animal, the kotshim you eat, you're mekayim. And the Sifri even says, yocholach b'yoifes umnochus, maybe even if you bring an oif for a korban, or you bring a mincha, talmud loyma, the Pesach says, no, b'chagecha, mi shechagiga bo mehen. It has to be such a piece of meat that a korban chagiga comes from, which means animals. Yotzo oifes. But birds, you can't be Mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov with a bird that was a korban. Mikan Omru, from here, the Sifri says, Yisrael yoytzim et echavosan b'nadorim nadovis. That the meat you eat on Yom Tov, even if the meat is from a korban nadovim or neder, even though it's not like a chayif, it's not brought for shalmei simcha. It was an animal, a korban brought for a different purpose. Still, you're Mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Amfagav shemechuyiv yoymadu. Because even though on Yom Tov there's an inyan to bring a shalmei simcha just means you're supposed to have meat here on Yom Tov. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah for some after b'chagechom. So anytime you have meat of kotshim, you can mekayim that mitzvah. Ma'ashenke in the mitzvah of chagigom, that is a mitzvah on Yom Tov to bring a shalmei chagigom, that's a chayv to bring the korban, shalmei chagigom. So here if you have this animal that was kodesh yesterday for the chagigas yudalid, you cannot use it for the chagigas of Yom Tov on Tezvav. So this is all Ben Taima saying this. Now the Gemara explains, my time with the Ben Taima, what's his svarah? Why does he say that the chagig you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha like the korban Pesach? You could only eat it one day and one night. And the Gemara, kidemasni Rav l'chiyah brei. Like Rav taught his son, chiyah. The Pesach says, v'lo yolin la'boike zevach chag ha-pesach. By korban Pesach it says, you're not allowed to leave over the meat till the next morning. Okay, so you have to eat the whole korban Pesach the night. On Leil Pesach, you have to eat the whole behema, and you can't leave it over until the next day. Now the Pesach says, "V'loyolin laboiker zevach chaga Pesach." A few extra words. It should have said, "V'loyolin laboiker ha Pesach." What does that have to say, "zevach chag"? What's these extra 2 words, "zevach chaga Pesach"? The shechting for the chag for the Yom Tov of Pesach. So with Dashim, "zevach chag zechagiga." That's going on this korban chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach. And ha-pesach k'mashmo, the korban pesach itself. The Yom Rachmon, the Torah says on both of these two korbanos, the chagigu you brought today, and the korban pesach you brought today, lo yolim, the same halach, you're not allowed to leave it over to the next morning. So that's how he knows this pesach is saying, the korban chagigu that you bring on Erev Pesach, it's not like a regular shlomim, you could eat it 2 days, but rather it has a look like a korban pesach, only that night, the day and the night. But the next morning you're ready, it's nice, so you have to burn it. That's Ben Taima the Locha. Now, Fred Gemari, boy Elihu, le Ben Taima, according to Ben Taima, necheles tzli, oyena necheles tzli. According to Ben Taima, on Erev Pesach, you bring in Korban Pesach, and you realize now you have 100 people on this one korban, there's not going to be enough meat for everybody to be satisfied. So the din is, you're supposed to bring a chagig also, another shlomim, on Erev Pesach. Is the din of this korban shlom, this chagiga, that you have to eat the meat roasted, just like you have to eat the korban Pesach? What's the shaila? Ki akshir rachmon lepesach. When does the pasuk say here? Zevach chag ha-pesach. That Ben Tema says chag means a korban chagiga. Maybe that's only lelina. That you can't leave it overnight like a korban Pesach. You have to eat it that night. But maybe aval itzli light. But maybe you don't have to badafka roast the meat. If you want to, you could cook the meat. Only a korban Pesach, the Torah says, is a mitzvah tzli badafka to roast it. But maybe the meat of the chagiga, you don't have to have tzli. Oy Dilma, maybe not. Leishna, maybe no. Maybe according to Ben Tema, it's a good gzereshavah. That all the dinu of korban Pesach apply to this chagiga. You also badafka have to eat the meat roasted. Toshima, come and bring your raya. We say later, Mishnah, in the Mishnah's Haggad, it said, Halayla hazeh kula tzli. We say, Halayla hazeh kula mara. But in time of the Gemara, they said, Halayla hazeh kula tzli. Everything they ate, Pesach banayt, was only roasted meat. The Yomar al-Chizdeh said, Zu divrei ben tema. That the Chiddush of the Mishnah later even goes according to Ben Tema. That, hey, if it's only going on the Korban Pesach, sheet of the Korban Pesach has to only be tzli. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is going according to Ben Tema. That even the chagiga that you eat at night by Pesach by night also has to be tzli. Shema mina, you see clearly, according to Ben Tema, it's a good gzeir shavam. That the din of the chagiga on Erev Pesach also has the din tzli, only roasted, you're not allowed to eat it cooked. Iboilu, I guess another question now. The Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, bo min ha-boker or yena bo min ha-boker. Hey, this chagiga, this korban shlomim that you bring on Erev Pesach, could it be brought from cattle or not? What's the shayla? On who adin? Bormen on a kevis or yena bormen on a kevis? Could it be brought from an akeva, from a female, or not? Who adin? The shayla is bor bashte shonim or yena bor bashte shonim? Could it be 2 year old or not? The halacha is a korban pesach is dafka from tzoin, either a lamb or a goat, and it only has to be a zocher, and it can only be the first year old. Once it's more than a year old, it can't be brought for korban pesach. You can't bring in a keva for a korban pesach, and you can't bring a boker for a korban pesach. Mashenka in a regular shlomim, you can bring from anything. You can bring it from a boker, you can bring it from an akeva, you can bring it even 2-3 years old. So the shaila is, this chagiga that you bring in Erev Pesach, what does it have to come from? Ki akshir rachmon la pesach, when do we say the pasuk says it has the same dinim like a korban pesach? I'll tell you, lemidi diachila, only negates eating it. Like how long can you eat it? Only that night. How do you eat it? Only roast it. But maybe if all other halachas, from what it comes, maybe the chagiga is like a regular shlomim. It can be brought from a bokor, from an akeva, from ben shtei shonim. Or duma, maybe no, loishna, there's no difference. According to Ben Tema, it's a good gzeirah shava. The same way a korban pesach is only a zocher, only tzoin, only 1 year old, who are this chagiga has to be the same halacha. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Chagiga haboi ma pesach. This korban chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach with the korban Pesach, if you're not going to have enough meat for the korban Pesach, hareika Pesach, it has the same halacha like a korban Pesach. What does that mean? Bo min atzoin, you have to bring it from sheep. Ve'ena bo min aboker, it doesn't come from cattle. Bo min atzchorim, it only can be a male. Ve'ena bo min akevas, can't be a female. Bo bashnos, it has to be only the first year old. Ve'ena bo bashteshonim, once it's more than 1 year old. Just like it's possible for Korban Pesach, who was it is possible for Korban Chagiga? V'yena necheles eloliyoyim v'layla. You could only eat this Chagiga today and tonight. V'yena necheles elosli. It could only be eaten roasted. V'yena necheles elolamuyav. It could only be eaten also for people that were menuyav, that were counted on this Korban from before the Shechita. Mamash like a Korban Pesach. That you could only eat the Korban Pesach if you owned it before the Shechita, you were menuyav, you were appointed upon it. So this Chagiga is the same halacha. So the Mara says now, Man Shamadlei, who do we hear that said this Svara? The Isler that holds like this, High Svara, is Ben Tema. Ben Tema was the one that said that we dash in the Posse Chag, Zevach Chag HaPesach, that Zevach Chag means even the Korban Chagiga, has the same halacha like the Korban Pesach. So you see, Shema Mina, Kula Milsabinim. Shema Mina, you see clearly, according to Ben Tema, Mamash Hekish, all the dinim of the Korban Pesach apply to this Korban Chagiga. It has to mamish be a zochor, only tzoin, and only 1 year old, not more. All the lochas apply. But the Mori Boilu, I'll let you know the question though. Le Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, that has this hekish, that this chagigi you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha as like a korban Pesach. Yesh bo mishum shviras etzim, or yein boy, or ein bo mishum shviras etzim. We know on the korban Pesach itself, there's a law not to break any bones. And when you're eating the meat of the korban Pesach, you have a bone there, you're not allowed to break any bone. There's a law not to break any bone of the korban Pesach, but shash you're eating the meat, for any time of the korban. You can't break the bones. What about this chagiga? Are you allowed to break the bones or not? So what's the shaluchur? I should say for sure not. Because you see, you make the gzera shabbos, all the dinim. So Gemara explains. Even though the Torah says, chag zebach ha-pesach, that chagiga has the same look like the korban Pesach, on my cross, still the pasuk says, boy. It says by shrias etzem, you can't break the bone, boy. So we darshin boy, v'loi b'chagiga. Maybe there's only a lav in the korban Pesach itself, there's a lav not to break the bone of a korban Pesach. Because that's what the pasuk says, boy. Only in the korban Pesach, not in the chagiga. In the chagiga, you're allowed to break the bone. Oy dilmano, hi boy, that the Torah says boy, there's only an issa not to break the bone, boy, of a korban Pesach. It means like this. The kosher of the apostle. It only means of a korban Pesach, that's a kosher korban. But let's say, b'shash chita, or later, the kohen has the raw machshavis. B'shash chita sa Pesach, he has a machshavon, for shino kodesh, that the Pesach becomes posel, then there's no law of breaking the bone. There's only a law not to break the bone of a kosher korban. But it could be who diyos, that's what it comes for. But it could be who adin is korban chagigam. Since it's a hekesh to the din Pesach, if it's a kosher chagigam, maybe there's a law not to break the bone also. That's Gemara Shaila, or maybe not. Maybe when the Torah says boy, it means only in the korban Pesach, and not in this korban chagigam. So that's the Shaila. According to Ben Tema, are you allowed to break the bone of this korban chagigam? So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you Raya. Is Alocha sakin a knife? Shenim says bar b'osa. If you find a knife on the floor on Erev Pesach, you're going up to the base of Migdash, you want to bring a korban Pesach, you need knives to make the shita. So if you find a knife on the floor, the din is, you have a right to say it's a Torah Dika knife, that if it was Tomei for sure, the owner of the knife took it to the mikveh yesterday, because everybody knows tomorrow on Erev Pesach, you have to shech a korban Pesach. So any knife you find on the floor, you have a right to say for sure it's Torah. Is Alocha shechet bo miyad. You're allowed to use it and make a shechita with it right away. The Rashi says, shechet bo, tischoy miyad, you can shech it right away. V'yein tzorech latvila, you don't have to be teufel. Zeh ha-moitzeh, the one that finds it. Why? The mistomah tvilu bailem. Because minastam, the bailem, if it was tomei, put it into the mikveh yesterday. In the tmo ha-itzeh tvila b'shlosh osam, on the 13th day. Kidei she'er ha-shemesh, because Alocha is, you have to teufel it, and then wait to use it for kachim until it comes the night time. Therefore, in order to be able to use it on Erev Pesach, you would have had to put it into the mikvah on Yud Gimel, then that night it becomes Torah, so the next day on Yud Dalid you could use it. So Stam, a person, if he knows his knife is Tomei, for sure he was totally put into the mikvah on Yud Gimel, so if you find the knife now on Yud Dalid, for sure you could use it. What about the Shloish Oser? Let's say you find the knife in the floor on the Yud Gimel Benisin, 2 days before Pesach, then Fakir, then Shoyne or Matfil. You have to table it first. Before you use it, you have to table it a second time. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the owner knew it was Tomei, and he was about to take it today to the mikvah, because he didn't get to the mikvah yet. So you find it on Yud Gimel by the daytime, you have to be afraid, maybe the Baal didn't put it in the mikvah. So if you want to use this knife tomorrow for your Korban Pesach, you have to table it first. Aye, how can you use it? See, you have to say it's something that doesn't have a simon on it, so luckily you're allowed to keep it, or else maybe there's an ansadi that the Bailam wouldn't be makvah for you to use it, since it's a mitzvah b'shaita to make the Korban Pesach, maybe it's an ansadi that the Bailam will give you a shush to use it. Or else you have to say it's a knife that doesn't have a simon on it, so if the yish le'medash, you're allowed to keep it. So it's only a shal is a tummy or not, so it says it depends when you find it. You find it on Erev Pesach, for sure the owner put it into the mikvah yesterday. If you find it on Yud Gimel, you have to be afraid maybe you didn't do it. What about kupits? Let's say you find this is a big knife that you use for chopping up bones. This is not a knife you use for shechting, rather like a hatchet. Good use kupits is a hatchet. That means a butcher's knife that he uses to hack the back, bang the bones. What about a kupits? The locker is bain bazer, shein no matzkom. Whether you find it on the floor Erev Pesach, or whether you find it on the floor, Yud Gimel Benisin, you have to be afraid maybe it's Tomei, and maybe the Bailam did not put it into the mikvah. So if you want to use it now, you have to be tabled before Yom Tov. That's what this brisa says. So Mora says, no money. Who does this brisa go like? Elai merabbonin, if you want to say it goes according to the rabbonin. That says what? That the chagig you bring on Erev Pesach does not have any din of korban Pesach. According to the rabbonin, it's a regular korban shlomim. So according to the rabbonin, are you allowed to break the bones? For sure you're allowed to break the bones. Because the chagig is a regular korban shlomim. There's only allowed not to break the bones of the korban Pesach. But this chagigah that you bring on Erev Pesach, shit, you're allowed to break the bones. So now the person knows that he's going to have to use this kupis, this hatchik, tomorrow on Yom Tov, or today on Yud Daled. Because he knows he's going to bring a chagigah, and the chagigah you're allowed to break the bones, so Masami is going to use this knife to break the bones. So according to Rabbonin, Maishin Osak in the Matzvil, why do we say for sure if you find a knife? The Baila for sure put into the mikveh yesterday, the Chaz Lepischom, because the person could use this knife to make the Shechita on his Korban Pesach. Kufis Nami, it should be the same svar on this hatchet, on this butcher's knife. It should be the exact same svar. Ho'achos lechagiga, any person that owns it, owns this butcher knife, he knows that tomorrow on Erev Pesach, I could use the butcher knife to chop up the Korban Chagiga, to chop up the bones. So he knows if it was Tamei, he should have put it into the mikveh on Yud Gimel, today that Yud Gimel by night will become Torah to use for Kachim, and on Yud Daled you could use it. So why do we say if you find this kupas, this butcher's knife on the floor, on Yud Daled, you say it's Tamei? Why? According to the Rabbonin, the owner knows for sure he's allowed to use it, so for sure he would have been tabled in the mikvah. So why do you say it's Tamei? Elulav, the Chur, you have to tell me, the Ben Tamei. This brisa goes according to Ben Tamei. Ushvamina, this will be a raya then, that Yeshba Mishum Shvira Setzim. I'll tell you, Ben Tema holds on Erev Pesach, you can't use this butcher knife. You have no use for it. Because the Korban Pesach, you can't use, you're not allowed to break the bones. The Korban Chagiga, according to Ben Tema, also I'll tell you, you're not allowed to break the bones. Therefore, this kupis, this butcher knife, you have no use for it for Erev Pesach. When would you have use for it? On Yom Tov. Tomorrow on Yom Tov, when you have a Shalma Chagiga, a rather meat, then you'd be allowed to break the bones. But I'll call upon him, if you only want it for Yom Tov, you don't have to put it into the mikvah on Yud Gimel. You can wait till Erev Pesach and be tabled on Erev Pesach, and then you wait till the night time, and tomorrow you'll be allowed to use it. Then it'll be good as brisa. That's why it says that if you find this butcher's knife on Yud Daled Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid, maybe it's still tummy. Maybe the owner didn't put it into the mikvah yesterday, because the owner has no use for it at all today. Why not? Because according to Ben Tema, the Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, you cannot use a butcher's knife. You're not allowed to cut the bones. So according to Shabirai, according to Ben Tema, you're not allowed to break the bones. So Gemara says, Elolav de Ben Tema, Shemamino, Yeshua Mishra Shriya Tetzim. So Gemara says, Lo, no, maybe you have no right from here. I'll tell you, Liyurlam Rabbonin. Maybe this price here goes according to Rabbonin. So the question was then, if it goes according to Rabbonin, why do we say the butcher's knife is Tomei? For sure the owner should have put it into the mikveh yesterday, because today on Erev Pesach he could use it to chop up his Korban Chagiga. The Teretz is, Lukugoyin Shabbo B'Shabbos. We're talking about now Erev Pesach this year was on Shabbos. And on Shabbos you don't bring a Korban Chagiga. The only Korban that's Dirch Shabbos is only the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach itself, you can't break the bones. So for sure this person has no use to use this kupitz on Shabbos. That's why he has to be afraid it's still Tomei. Maybe even according to Rabbonin. But since we're talking about on Shabbos you can't bring a Korban Chagiga. So the only Korban is the Korban Pesach. That's why you have to be afraid he wasn't tabled, he didn't put the knife into the mikvah. Of course, he can't use it today. So tomorrow, no, that can't be. For me, the Tony Seifer, since the Seifer of this Brisa says, Chal Arbo Salias B'Shabbos. What's going to be the case that Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Then we say, Shechet Bo Miyad. If you find the knife today also, you could use it right away in Shech, because for sure the owner yesterday put it into the mikvah. Uvechamisha also, if you find it on the first day Yom Tov, is also Shechet B'Miyad, because for sure they were tabled before Yom Tov. Nim says, Kupitz, Kishur L'Sakin, let's say you find this butcher's knife that's tied on to the Sakin, to the Shechet knife, then a Reyu Kisakin. Then it has the same malacha like the Sakin, only because the Kupitz is tied on to the Shechet knife. But let's say it's not tied on, then no, if it's separate, then the kupitz we say, some of the bialim did not put it into the mikvah, and therefore it's tummy. But our kopar makashri is, mechlal de reisha la de shabbos askinen. If the seif is talking about the Erev Pesach of Shabbos, mashma the reisha of this braisa is not talking about Shabbos. And still, what does the Reish of the Braisa say? That if you find this butcher's knife on the floor on Erev Pesach, you still say it's Tomei. Why is it Tomei? The Chur, according to Rabbanan, you could bring a Chagiga, you could use the butcher's knife to chop off the carpet Chagiga. So why didn't the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday? The Chur, you have to bring a Raya. It goes according to the Ben Tema that says the Chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach, again, you can't chop the bones. So you have no use for this butcher's knife. That's why he didn't put it. It was Tomei. That's why the Balaam didn't take care of it before Yom Tov, because he doesn't need it for Erev Pesach. He didn't take care of it before Erev Pesach. Samar says, no, maybe there's another teretz yet. No, there's no raya. V'yela, I tell you, shebo b'mruba. This price is talking about a davka when there was enough meat. So Grashi.